What's up, everybody? Welcome to the nail shop. This is Cassandra, and I am bringing you a Mary medicine. No breakdowny down that just happened this past Sunday. It's gonna be current. I'm posting this today, y'all. So none of the BS. It was just this past Sunday. So check this out. Heavenly, I know you've heard that name before. And I told you that Heavenly and Contessa is having some issues. But this is some of, I'm like, first, like, I have questions within myself because I see both sides of the situation, right? Like, Heavenly is a messy bitch. She is. But she, like rides this line. And she's like, okay, so what ended up happening? Contessa fucking had an intervention for Heavenly, right? To see that she's having these fucked up ass ways. And the intervention was the YouTube videos. And I was telling you guys about that. So it happened, and that shit fucking went over miserably because Heavenly just sat there and fucking laughed the whole goddamn time. Like, and Contessa was like, you think this shit is funny? It's not funny. This is my life that you're talking about. Heavenly is like, Contessa, you already put it out there for the world to see and hear. What the fuck is the issue? Contessa is like, it's because you're my friend. You shouldn't be talking to me about that and talking to people about that and putting your two cents out there. Heavenly, like, you put it out there. So it's open for everybody to comment on. So I'm like, fuck. But Quad, okay, I've also talked about that person. Quad, her name was also spewed up in there because fucking Heavenly said that Quad sleeps with married men in the video. And then turned around and was like, okay, I'm sorry, Quad, to Quad's face, and was like, I didn't mean it. It's not true. I didn't mean to put it out there. But after she fucking apologizes to fucking Quad in her face, she, and it was like a short apology, right? She has lunch with Anila, and fucking Anila goes into like, what was the Quad fucking really sleep with married men and blah 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 blah. Fucking, I guess Heavenly thought that if she whispered with a mic on, they wouldn't hear what the fuck she was saying. Like, they recorded all the shit. But Heavenly was like, you better not repeat the name or I'm gonna deny it, blah, 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 blah. What the hell? What happened over there? But she was like, yep, this is the person who told me this is that's her man. And like basically saying after she fucking apologized to Quad that that shit was true. So, okay. So then and there was a fucking, okay, so all of that happened, right? So then during that same episode, there was a Halloween party that Simone and her husband threw, right? And fucking Heavenly goes back up to Quad and tells her again, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. You know, it's your reputation. And Neela let me realize, like, not to do that and blah, 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 right? So, oh, and I want to go back to the Neela thing, but let me tell y'all this real quick. So, this is she tells fucking Quad again, the same fucking thing, right? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put your stuff out there. Your reputation is everything, and blah, 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 right? Quad didn't know that, because of course, like all the confessionals and everything that you see is aired way after they've already done shit. So Quad sees the event that they're at, that the Halloween party that we're at. They was at, but she also seen that the day before because Bravo gonna be messy and they gonna make sure that they put the fucking dates that everything happened the day before that Heavenly was with Anila, basically saying that the rumor was true. So basically, just still fucking saying rumors about Quad. Now, mind you, in Quad's confessional, she was like, "I forgive her. I'm gonna go ahead and just chuck it up as a kiki. But if the shit happens again." Like, it ain't gonna be no more fucking forgiven. I'm done. You know what I'm saying? So, on Twitter, the same day, not, yeah, on Twitter, on the same day, And episode after everything had like unveiled, basically, that Quad basically was like, "Oh, okay, I see exactly what you did. You're wrong." He basically sent it on some subliminal fucking tweets and shit. But we know exactly who the fuck she's talking about. I'm just playing. We know exactly who you're talking about. So this reunion show is gonna be on fire. And I am here for it, baby. I'm here for it. I'm so here for it. But yeah, I wanted to go back to the Anila. What did I want to tell y'all about? See, that's why when I be having thoughts, I'll just go ahead and just complete it all the way out because I'll forget it, right? Because I just fucking forgot it. I was going, what the hell was I going to tell y'all about Anila and Quad? Give me a minute, give me a minute, give me a minute.
That's what I wanted to tell you guys about Anila. The only reason why Anila is like pro heavenly and oh, heavenly hasn't done any wrong is because Anila ass was the one on the fucking show with her, with heavenly when she was doing all the shit talking. She was the co-host. So I don't know how the fuck I feel about that. Mind you, Toya brought Anila on to the show, and Anila been out here and just being just a messy asshole. For the Halloween party, her and her husband, Anila and her husband, hate when I get hiccups. They dressed up as movers, professional movers for Toya and Eugene because they moved 3 times in 1 year. My thing is, why are you grown ass motherfuckers talking about somebody else fucking moving, doing all this other shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, granted, they throw in shade because they had spent like 2 years, maybe even a little longer, building this magnificent ass house, and it was supposed to be like their dream house and shit, but they moved out. Like, and they moved in 3 different times in 1 year. But why does that concern you? Why do you think that's a fucking joke? You know what I'm saying? Like, and the fact that these two black people who were showing, like, hey, it's still a struggle fucking even being like a doctor. You know what I'm saying? Like, you out here trying to do your fucking thing, like, and trying to raise a family, married and shit. It's through struggles. And look, here goes my struggles and shit. Let me show you my vulnerabilities. Like, I'm human fucking too. Just because you have a certain job title doesn't exclude you from certain type of burdens and blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of that. It was, oh, we're gonna make a joke out of this. And now, mind you, I've been watching this show for a minute. And Eugene and Toya have been on this show for a minute. And I've never seen Eugene this fucking mad. When I tell you, baby, he is mad. Eugene is mad. Like, I think they really chose the wrong fucking man to pick at.
So, when you watched Married to Medicine with me, did you think it was a difference between the Married to Medicine franchise and the Real Housewife trans franchise?
At first.
What do you mean at first? Like the first seasons or?
Yeah. Like when I first started watching, there appeared to be a difference.
Okay.
And then it slowly got erased.
It slowly got erased.
It did because they became fucking Real Housewives. They went from Married to Medicine to Real Housewives. So now they're just Real Housewives with degrees. Like they essentially turned like upstanding medical people into wannabe thots.
Oh, shit. Okay, so how? Because the Married to Medicine, they tried to franchise off to LA, and that didn't work. So,
they're still in Atlanta. How do they fix that then? Like, do they have to get rid of all the cast and start over?
They, at this point, they would just have to start a new franchise.
Oh, ain't even no more Married to Medicine.
No. Because now it's just Thoughts with Degrees.
Thoughts with Degrees. Okay. So, even though it's like only one person that has a degree that's acting a damn fool, and the other ones don't have degrees and they acting a fool.
Well, as a guy.
Okay.
I'll present you with this scenario.
Okay.
How do you view the Obamas?
I love the Obamas.
Now, what if Michelle had a reality show?
Ooh, don't you bring my first lady in that nonsense. All right.
Now, let's say Michelle had a reality show with other women that were in her law school.
Okay.
And it was about strong black women who were lawyers but married.
Okay.
You know? Like, sounds like a pretty dope show, right?
It sounds like a pretty fucking dope show.
Now, imagine if all of a sudden they all started acting like fucking the cast of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
No. I don't want to imagine that.
But they still wanted you to respect them because of their titles.
No. No. No.
Yeah, that's how I look at the Married to Medicine cast.
I feel that. I feel that. Like, I feel that. At this point.
Like, I still respect the fact that you went to medical school.
Okay.
And obviously you ain't done nothing too bad that you fucked up your husband's careers.
Okay.
Because half of them are married to doctors.
Okay.
And then the half that aren't married to doctors, like, it's not like they left their husbands to go find, like, somebody else.
Okay.
You know, them dudes know, like, damn, borrow time. They're like, shit, we ain't famous, but you're not gonna fuck up their money.
Okay. You know? Okay. Okay.
It's like, so at least their marriages are still going. Compared to, like, the housewives.
Okay, okay.
But, I mean, at this point, their degrees don't mean shit.
And you mean that you lumping everybody in into the same category on this show?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Even if you wasn't the one out here acting like that?
Should be on the show with each other.
That's fucked up. But
I mean, that's how association works.
But what if the person who's bringing in all of the drama wasn't a part of the original cast?
That's why they tell you to be careful who you associate with. Look, Jerry Springer was once a fucking mayor and a respected TV host.
Mm-hmm.
So you let one too many fights go on. Mm-hmm. You ain't never seen Jerry give an interview where he didn't talk intellectually.
Okay.
Even about the people on his own show.
Okay.
He always talked about his guests, no matter how ghetto or trashy, with respect.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still considered the king of trash television.
Okay.
Fucking Andy used to be considered a pretty high-profile producer.
Okay.
And now he's the gay guy who makes catty comments to ghetto black women.
Okay.
Andy ain't changed. He still fuck with rich white people. But he associated with them black bitches a little too long, and now he's that guy that does black women reality shows.
So, is it my understanding that you're saying that if you are a black woman and you are on a reality show, you are ghetto and not worth anything? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's why we all had hope for Married to Medicine.
Okay.
They just decided to do that. And it's like, oh, you became just like all these other raggedy bitches. So now it kind of made it seem like no matter how educated and high profile you are, you could just instantly become a raggedy bitch. So it's like, really, are you
So it kind of became, so not my opinion, but from, you know, what I hear people, it's just like, so it's like, are all black women at this point just raggedy bitches in disguise, no matter what their degree is?
Well, damn.
And all it really did was set black women back, because now even the educated ones who have successful marriages are still just loud and difficult.
Why loud got to be put into it?
Because they get loud with each other.
White women get loud with each other.
Yeah. But only certain races of white women have that stereotype. You got the Italians. You got the, who got that. But then they only want to pretend that's the mob bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Because every Italian wants to pretend that they're mobbed up until they get arrested. They got to do some real time.
Okay.
Every Italian guy I know tried to act like, oh, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up.
So, are you saying that black people aren't allowed to have confrontations on reality shows?
Not if that's what the one of the main bases of your show is.
Okay, what if it's not a basis, but it's, okay, okay. I'm just throwing something out there, okay? Mm-hmm. Not Married to Medicine. All right, let's get Married to Medicine franchise out your head. Yeah. Okay. We have a franchise to where everybody is married, right? And then you have one person who's not married. But they, well, they were married, but then they're getting divorced or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, like, looking into family dynamics and stuff, things of that nature. But there is conflict as far as, like, the single person talking shit about one of the married women's, well, all the married women's husbands. Okay? Now, it's something that is addressed, but it's not the main topic of the show. But women are going to confront women when you talking about their families and shit. So that's why I asked, like...
See, but again, it goes back to, is that one of the main bases of the show?
No.
Like, it's not about, is that the point of the show?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, for example,
mm-hmm.
that whole family Chantel shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Starting off on Before 90 Day and 90 Day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've seen all the conflicts that these black and Latin people have had.
Okay.
But nobody really looks at that show like they're a bunch of, like, ghetto trashy people.
They don't?
No.
Why they don't?
Because the fights are, like, maybe one a season. Not, like, every episode. And they're always led up to based on real life things that people can relate to. So, like, people who've been in long-distance relationships, like, we both know, like, there's going to be times where, like, okay, well, you don't say this around my family, or don't say this around my family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other person might be like, I don't know if I can just hide this. I mean, like,
mm-hmm,
depending
mm-hmm.
on, like, what you asking them not to say. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, the way she sprung that on him during the 90, you know, before the 90 day, the 90 day was like, oh, yeah, by the way, my parents think you're here on a student visa. So, here, let's go now. Like,
mm-hmm.
And then he had, so you, what you're watching isn't the fighting. What you're watching is, like, somebody trying to keep his word to the woman that he's trying to marry and eat shit mm-hmm. while her family judges him
mm-hmm.
as just being some loser trying to trap their daughter.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you can understand why they're coming at him like that.
Okay.
But it was never a fight until, like, her brother got froggy at that table.
Okay.
But that was seasons later.
Okay. Okay.
That wasn't, like, even the first two seasons. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, is your point that if there's a fight,
it's okay. As long as it's not, like, the basis of the show.
Right? Okay. So, confrontation is okay to have.
Yeah, but for ratings.
But it can't be your standing point, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because if it gets to the point where people are only watching the show to see you be loud and argue,
mm-hmm.
just turn it to another piece of shit show.
Okay. Okay. I can understand then. Because, okay, so, and I think I see the difference. So, with the Real Housewives of, Potomac is Maryland.
Yeah.
Utah. Okay.
Never watched that one, but I heard of it.
Okay, so that's the one that I was telling you about. The feds came out, the DEA came out, ATF, like the whole motherfucking SWAT team came out on fucking production. And you was like, nah, bullshit, she did that shit. You know, about to send out the whole motherfucking armed forces unless that bitch did that shit. And I was telling you how I was trying to look up the fed case and I couldn't. You was like, because you're not going to. Okay, so with them, like, there's a lot of like, well, in the beginning, there was, like, a lot of catty shit, right? And I didn't tune into it for the fights and the catty shit because it wasn't as much as the other franchises. But it was really more of, like, Jen Shah. Because it was literally, like, the very next season. Like, all her fucking FBI shit just out there. You know what I'm saying? With the scams and shit like that. Okay. So, it seems like, okay, so when I tune into that show, I'm tuning into it because I'm like, ooh, I want to know what's going on with Jen Shah. No, there's not a fight, but there's something going on with the family. You know what I'm saying? Whereas this season of Married to Medicine, I only really tuned in because when they did the previews, I knew it was going to be a fucking fight. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're saying. Like, right. You're not tuning in because you're like, ooh, shit, they got something juicy going on in their life.
And, like, going back to, like, an example of someone like Michelle Obama who's respected. You
know what I mean?
They did a trailer that, like, her and Barack, it could be something like they didn't agree on the color of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know he ain't finna go upside her head, and you know she ain't finna cuss him out over furniture.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact that that could be a conflict for them, like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, how they work that out and still be happy with the fact they gotta live with this shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because every married couple's had those compromises where it's like, this ain't exactly what either one of them want. So, like, you know how they always say, like, with compromise, it's like, if both people are slightly unhappy, then it was a successful compromise. But at the end of the day, it's like, we both got to live with this shit, so we both just going to live with some shit that neither
one of us like. Right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Because you learn in, like, how to deal with a conflict in a successful way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That was what, like, the proposed premise of something like Married to Medicine was.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see these successful black power couples show you, like, how to, especially when they were catered to the women audience, like, initially it was like, we going to show you how you can have it all. We gonna show you how you can have a career and a successful marriage.
Right, and raise your kids.
Right, and, like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Without, you know what I'm saying? Without having to deal with these wannabe thoughts over here.
See, okay, and my thing is, but it's only one person who did that. And there been, but my thing is, and you've watched it from the fucking first season, it's heavenly ass.
I'm about to say, yes. But I was about to say, but it is, but it isn't. Because Dr. Heavily's just the only one that turned into the thought process. Like, you know how they say, like, you don't turn into the skid, you turn away from the skid.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When you hit ice, although, like, how would you remember about ice when you're driving?
Mm-mm.
But they always tell you, like, if you hit a patch of ice, technically you're supposed to turn into it, because if you turn away from it, that's when you start sliding everywhere. You know, but it's like, she was like, she hit that patch of ice. It was just like, hell yeah, let's take this ride. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was because she was the only one that had the issues where it's like, I'm just a fat girl that nobody really loves deep down.
Okay. You know what I'm
saying? Okay. So instead of, like, you know, being mature enough to be like, how do I handle my issues and maintain my friendships? In my marriage, it became like, I'm going to get this weight loss. She, like, one BBL away from being a thot, for real, for real.
But if you take Heavenly out of the equation, and then you play out the dynamics of what the fuck is going on, all the women is still fucking professional, okay? And the ones that you are seeing that's being catty are the ones technically without the fucking doctorate degrees. When you take Dr. Heavenly out of this, she's the only doctor on there acting a fucking ass.
But that's why I say you're guilty by association. Now, you know this as a woman.
Okay. They gonna kick that bitch off the show. But Andy ain't gonna want to kick her off because she bringing in the fucking ratings.
Like, and this goes, and you know this, her whole life you've been told this. As you got older, I'm sure as a woman you've seen this. Because every group of females got that one hoe friend. You know what I'm saying? And everybody kind of excuses the group for having the one hoe friend because every group has that. But what happens if that group gets a second hoe friend?
Y'all all hoes.
Right.
Y'all all hoes. Everybody a hoe. Everybody a hoe. But that's what I'm saying.
Now, so what happens if you only have the one hoe friend, but she gets allowed to speak for the group one time too many? So everybody gets lumped in with that bitch.
Yeah, so she the captain. Okay, so y'all running around with this shit. And maybe that's why I've been seeing a lot of... Because this season I've been like... Because like people like Toya, for instance, right? She the main one to be like, let's do this shit. She ain't got no degrees I give her. She ain't got no doctorates, okay? She went to college. I don't know what kind of degree she got, but whatever. She a housewife. But, like, her and this one girl, Anila, they've been having, like, little petty. Okay, so, Toya was the one who had got that big-ass house built from scratch, and then everybody started wanting to go get their houses done, right? Anila is new. Toya and Eugene didn't end up keeping that motherfucking multi-million-dollar house. They wound up moving.
That's the one they were talking about, their new dream house.
So, at the, there was a party that was thrown, and Anila got with her husband, who is a doctor, to talk shit and roast on Toya and Eugene about them moving and shit, right?
Okay.
So, it's like, they having catty little shit and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, it's like, I want to watch that play out, but I know it ain't going to be no fighting, like no physical fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, the men is going to have words, but they're both fucking the doctors and shit like that. Like, so I'm interested in that. Like, how is that going to play out? You know what I'm saying? But I see what you're saying as far as, the dynamic change. And all I'm hearing is, Heavenly got my goddamn, my doctor show looking crazy as fuck, and I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, because I saw a thing where they were just interviewing, Andy was interviewing her and somebody else, just the two of them. They was talking about, they was reviewing the show and, like, stuff that happened, almost like a reunion episode, but just two of them.
Watch What Happens Live. That's what that's called, Watch What Happens Live.
Okay. But it was like, it wasn't just that episode.
Yeah, they do a whole bunch of different stuff. It's okay, Andy, he on this side, and there's two guests, and it's like a background with all, like a room or some shit. Yeah.
And it's like, but it's like, they like, get to the point where they like, the more she turn into this role, the more they pumping her up as the face of the show. That's what I say, like, because here's the difference. Like, the reason, one of the reasons Real Housewives Atlanta was so good was because people like me didn't watch it first, because it was like, okay, it's what, like, the star of the show is a fucking stripper with a weird ass name, like Leeks. Like, that sounds nasty. You know what I'm saying? And then it was like, but she was like, even though she didn't take nobody's shit, she was one of the ones on the show who was the most, like, judicial over how she represents herself. And then it became like, oh, well, how the fuck is she the one who's supposed to got the fucked up reputation? But she the most grown motherfucker on this show. And then you started realizing all the other people on the show, and then it's like, so all y'all ain't shit except for the stripper? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that was kind of like how people not involved early on in the show like me processed it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not saying that's how, like, y'all who followed the show processed it. Mm-hmm. But who are they? Like, getting mass appeal. Mm-hmm. We were all like, wait a minute. So it's a show about black chicks with money and the good acting one is the stripper? Oh, how the fuck did that happen?
Okay. You know what I mean? Okay.
And it's like, this show is like, where like, it's like, wait a minute, so you got a show with a bunch of like Michelle Obamas and they act worse than the Housewives of Atlanta? How the fuck did that happen?
You know, it's crazy because the person who originally brought that show together, they kicked her off like on season 3. I don't think she made it to season 3. And I remember on season 1 or 2 on the reunion, she called out Andy and them saying, that's not what this show was supposed to, the show was supposed to have been about. It was supposed to be bringing light to the culture of, you know, being married to fucking medicine and how it works and the different dynamics and being black. And, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And as soon as it was fucking one good fucking little spat, it was like, okay, well, make sure everybody has a fucking spat. Let's make sure we bring on people in here who has nothing but fucking spats.
And you know why? Because women want their TV time. Like, if we gonna be on this show, I'll put my business out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want my TV time.
That sucks. Well, thank you for your insight, sir. I just wanted to get that before I wrapped up my Married to Medicine podcast.
And you played me! You played me!
And as I like to say, before we leave for the day, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Yeah.